This is Focus on Domestic Violence, a public affairs presentation. I'm David Pike, Executive Director of Mitchell County Safe Place. And with me again this week is Tracy Black from Mitchell County Safe Place. Welcome back, Tracy.
Hi, Dave. It's good to be here.
And last week we were talking about our Thanksgiving program, and we'll give people some more information about that at the end of the program. But Tracy serves two roles at Safe Place. One is she's, for a number of years now, she's been heading up a legal assistance program that we have. Give us a Reader's Digest overview of what the legal assistance program does for folks.
Legal assistance program is a program that helps domestic violence victims secure low-cost or free legal assistance for their issues that are related to domestic violence.
And these are things like getting a 50B, which is a protective order.
Mm-hmm.
That basically legally stops an abuser from getting within a certain distance of the victim, and or it might be help with getting a divorce or getting child support, any of those kinds of issues. Now, recently you've taken on a new role. We've applied for a grant, I think I've mentioned this before in our program, with some stimulus money that came down from Washington, and there was some 30-some-odd grants awarded across the state, and out of 100 and almost 200 close to 200 applications, we were fortunate enough to get one for Mitchell County. So tell us a little bit about the Elder Abuse Program.
Okay, our working title is Safe Seniors, and this program is designed to help victims of elder abuse or those who are at significant risk of being victims of elder abuse.
And we've partnered with a couple of people like the Senior Citizen Center. That's one of our partners, because obviously they are often the first point of contact for these kinds of victims. And you've been working with an organization called Winterstone that just recently set up here. Tell us just briefly about what Winterstone's about.
Winterstone is a subsidized housing project, and it's based on a community living style. Each individual has a small little apartment in this building, and then they have community living room, dining room, kitchen area, and laundry facilities, and it's for people who are 58, I believe, and older with some sort of a disability.
And give them a phone number in case they want to call and get some more information about that. It's a good program.
Oh, it's a great program. Lovely place. You need to contact Jackie Carpenter, and her number is 765-2700.
And the facility is actually out on Alta Pass Road, just off of 19E, just past the hospital, maybe a half a mile or so, if that. But we've also got something with our elder abuse program coming up this week, a training program involving the folks on Meals on Wheels. And the reason we're using Meals on Wheels is these are the people that actually go into homes of elderly people. And so we want to train them about what to look for. Isn't that true?
Yeah, we're going to be doing a training tomorrow with these Meals on Wheels volunteers, who are absolutely kind and lovely, wonderful people. And we're asking them to be our eyes and ears. They go into the home, they've developed relationships with the people they deliver meals to, and we're going to teach them the red flags of elder abuse, certain key things to look for that just make you say, something might be going on here.
Now, you said tomorrow this program is actually being taped, so that would actually be on Wednesday, October 21st.
Right.
And so for many of you hearing this, this will be, ancient history, but we're going to offer this kind of program in the future, probably in a number of different environments. You've got something also set up in early December. Tell us real quickly about what that program's about.
Yeah, we're doing what's called a scam jam, and that's a partnership between the Attorney General's Office of North Carolina and AARP, and they come in and they do an entire program on financial scams that are specifically targeted toward the elderly.
Okay. We'll be giving you more information about that as time goes on. We got a little bit of time ahead of us. I want to remind everybody real quickly that we're putting together Thanksgiving baskets for former victims of domestic violence. If you'd like to donate a turkey or a ham or the money to buy that, give us a call. Our number at Safe Place is 765-4044. You can call that 24 hours a day. I want to thank everybody for listening, and remember that stopping domestic violence begins with who? It begins with me and you.